friend of the show, Lee, wrote in to robot@theincomparable.com. This is your pal, Lee. Is wearing a Hawaiian shirt cultural appropriation? If not, why not? How about wearing a karate gi? Does it matter if you take or don't take karate classes? How about wearing a samurai outfit or a geisha costume? Does it matter if you wear an outfit to work because you think it looks nice versus wearing it as a Halloween costume? Is it ever cultural appropriation to cook or enjoy or put a twist on a culturally important food? Or can you only appropriate clothing? What do you think?
I'm sure you can culturally appropriate more than just clothing, but since we're talking specifically about clothing and Hawaiian shirts here now, the common saying to sort of slogan to capsulize this and to get people to understand the concept without having to talk to them for 15 minutes that I've heard is "my culture is not your costume." And that contains most of what you need to use to judge something. We know what a costume is. Halloween, you get dressed up as something or whatever, right? Wearing a Hawaiian shirt, think of it in terms of like a Halloween costume, would be a pretty weak costume, because there's, setting aside, you know, whether it's appropriation, if you were trying to say, I want to appropriate Hawaiian culture by wearing their culture as a costume, if you just put on a Hawaiian shirt, it'd be like, that's not much of an effort there. I bet there's more you could have done.
Right.
Right. Like if you put on a grass skirt and a lei and what, I don't know anything about Hawaiian culture, but like, you haven't completed a costume by just wearing one item. And also, many of the things where they say my culture is not your costume are traditional, ceremonial, important type outfits and not everyday wear. Whereas Hawaiian shirts are definitely in the category of everyday wear. I'm sure there are cultural, like, you know, traditional things for ceremonies in the Hawaiian Islands that I'm not familiar with, but that would be more than just a Hawaiian shirt, right? So I think simply wearing a Hawaiian shirt because you like how it looks and you're not trying to dress in a costume as someone from Hawaii, and you're not trying to say, look at me, I'm dressed as this different kind of person, and I'm you know, I'm conforming to all of your stereotypes about their culture by putting on as much of it as possible to complete a costume, and it's as a way to make fun of them or say, isn't it silly, can you imagine if anyone dressed like this? That's cultural appropriation. Just wearing a Hawaiian shirt, I think, is not. The key thing on all this stuff, though, is, well, but how do I know if it's cultural appropriation? What about, you know, like you said, what about if I wear this outfit or these things, or how many items of clothing does it take or whatever? Here's the thing. The people in the culture get to tell you when it's a cultural appropriation. If you want to abdicate all responsibility, say, I can't figure it out, just listen to what they say, right? Yeah. And sure, the culture does not speak with one voice, right? But there is generally a consensus. There will be people who, you know, there's a range of opinions within any culture, but I think you can find some kind of consensus. But in general, if you just think of that slogan, my culture is not your costume, and think, am I dressing up in a costume to try to pretend to be something else? Especially, am I conforming to stereotypes I have about that culture? You probably shouldn't do it. In terms of food, I don't think anyone would say cooking a dish for another culture is cultural appropriation. I think food mostly gets a pass because unless you're doing it like as a joke or trying to poke fun at it, you're probably making it because you want to eat it because it tastes good. And in that case, like it's not a thing that you're displaying really or whatever. Like you just want to cook something because food is good. And I think people from most cultures would be happy that you adopt their dishes and try to make them because you think it will taste good, because then you're going to eat it. Like it's serving its correct purpose. Like I don't think anyone would have offense of that. If instead you went to a potluck and tried to make some kind of like jokey Italian thing where it's like, look, I'm Italian, I gotta make all the Italian stuff, and you come dressed as an Italian chef and you make a bunch of Italian stuff, but you don't even like it and it's just a joke, I guess you could turn food into cultural appropriation if you were sufficiently offensive, but I don't think that's very common. So I wouldn't worry about the food cooking. Just cook what you like and eat it. And the Hawaiian shirts, I think you're safe there too. But again, when in doubt, ask the entire culture that exists in Hawaii if it's okay. And I'm assuming they would say it is.
Yeah, according to this National Geographic story, it's sort of like, yeah, everybody loves it and wears it. And there's a lot of things like that. But I think you've gotten to the nub of it, which is if you're stereotyping and pretending to be something you're not, and making it seem like exotic in a, like it gets weird fast, and listen to the people who are telling you that it's not appropriate.
Yeah. And especially if it's like traditional or like ceremonial or not everyday wear. So if you're wearing like a fancy kimono or a samurai outfit or full Indian headdress type of thing, like nobody is wearing that as everyday wear. And if you're wearing it, you're clearly dressing up in a costume. If you are not going to participate in one of those ceremonies wearing that outfit, you are wearing it as a costume, and their culture is not your costume, right? So that's like, especially if it's not, you know, if it's from a long time ago, if it's only for certain ceremonies, if it is very elaborate, and the Hawaiian shirt is none of those things. It's just a shirt. It's just a shirt with flowery things on it.
It's nice. I have one. I mostly wear it in Hawaii.
Robot or not.